First of all, I want to thank the elders for allowing me to get up here. I want to thank Mike for asking me to preach in his absence. And today's lesson that we're going to be talking about this morning is, how well do you listen? And during Jesus' earthly ministry, Jesus often concluded a lesson by crying out, "He who has ears, let him hear." And he did this concerning John the Baptist in Matthew 11:15. Also in the parable of the sower in Matthew 13:9. And also an explanation of the parable of the tares in Matthew 13:43. In his letters to the churches of Asia, Jesus concludes each with a similar saying, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." In Revelation 2:7, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is the paradise of God." Also in verse 11, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death." And in verse 17, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it." So what is the point in these sayings? And Jesus is wanting to point out that what he is saying is very important and to pay attention and listen. It illustrates that Jesus had a problem that often exists today. Many people simply don't listen, or they don't listen to actually understand. I am convinced that many people today do not appreciate the importance of listening well. And this concerned Jesus. So I believe it is appropriate to ask, how well do you listen? It might be a great place to start by pointing out that there are three types of listeners. The first type is the dull of hearing. And some of the Hebrew Christians were like this in Hebrews 5:11. "Concerning him we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing." Note that when a person has this problem, it is hard for others to explain things to them. The fault is not with the subject material, nor the presenter, but with the listener. Isaiah wrote of such people, and Jesus applied it to many in his day in Matthew 13:13-15. "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull, with their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes, otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them.'" People are this way because they are dull in heart, and this prevents them from understanding God's truth, turning from sin to God, and being saved by God. And who would want to be this type of listener? Another type of listener is those with itching ears. And Paul describes these in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away from their ears the truth, and will turn aside to myths." Such people only listen to what will please them. They don't like listening to sound doctrine. They will find the teachers that will teach what they want, and they will only teach them what they want to hear, not the actual teachings that they need to hear. Many today have this hearing problem. And the third type of listener is those who hear with an honest and good heart. And Jesus speaks of these in Luke 8:15. "But the seed in the good soil, though these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. The Bereans were listeners of this kind in Acts 17:11. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. So they were noble-minded and willing to give Paul a fair hearing. It showed in how they received the word, and they received it with great eagerness. And this kind of listener is who we should be. So why is it so important to be this kind of listener? And there are several reasons. It is essential to being blessed. The importance of good listening. Well, the importance of good listening is essential to being blessed. And for those willing to listen properly, there are wonderful things to learn. In Matthew 13, 16 and 17, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." There are many things to learn pertaining to the blessings that are now available in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." We miss out on these blessings if we do not carefully listen. It is also essential to saving faith. And God has ordained that we be saved through faith in Christ. In Romans 1, 16 and 17, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'But the righteous man shall live by faith.'" Such faith comes through proclaiming the gospel, often involving listening to a preacher. In Romans 10, 14, verses 14 and verse 17. "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher?" So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. While one can certainly gain faith through reading God's word, the fact remains that many are often dependent upon what they first hear proclaimed. One reason faith is often lacking is because people are simply not good listeners. They miss out on the evidence in God's word which produces faith. Does your listening hinder the development of your faith? Another importance of being a good listener is it is essential to bearing fruit. In the parable of the sower, the only kind of soil capable of bearing fruit was the one that listened properly. In Luke 8:15, "But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance." That is because bearing fruit comes from understanding the grace of God in Colossians 1:6, "which has come to you just as in all the world has also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth." Note that the gospel was bearing fruit in the Colossians, but that was since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. Only by listening well can we understand God's grace and be motivated to bear fruit to His glory. Another importance of good listening is that it is essential to avoiding rejection and condemnation. If we do not listen as we should, those who teach God's word have the right to reject us. In Matthew 10, verses 14 and 15, "Whoever does not receive you nor heed your words as you go out of that house or that city, shake the dust off your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah and the day of judgment than for that city." And we are also judging ourselves unworthy of eternal life. In Acts 13, 44 through 49, "The next Sabbath, nearly the whole city assembled to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began contradicting the things spoken by Paul and were blaspheming Paul and Barnabas.
Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and saying, it was necessary for the word of God to be spoken to you first, since you repudiate it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles, for so the Lord has commanded us. I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the end of the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was being spread through the whole region. If we reject the gospel, perhaps by poor listening, the men of Nineveh and the queen of the south will condemn us at the judgment. In Matthew 12:41-42, the men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it because they reported at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up and will rise up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh repented after hearing just one lesson from Jonah. Will we reject the gospel of Christ after being given many opportunities? And the queen of the south went great lengths to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Are we willing to go just a short distance to hear God's word proclaimed? The rejection and condemnation is not limited to coming just from these individuals. It will come from God too. Hopefully, we appreciate the wonderful opportunities we have to be able to listen to God's word and the importance of good listening. How then can we improve our ability to listen? For just as speakers need to learn to speak so as to be understood, people need to learn to listen as to understand. And here are some steps to better listening. We need to make listening an act of worship. How you listen to God's word being read or preached is as much an indication of your devotion to God as to how you pray or sing. So when you have opportunities to listen, do it with a worshipful attitude. Think of how you will listen if some great person were speaking. Imagine your attention if you were listening to some famous person. Does not the proclamation of God's word deserve as much attention? Listen from first to last. Pay attention all the way through. Do you expect to understand a novel by simply reading a sentence here and there? So it is with listening. Sentences, phrases, words to be understood must be heard in light of the context in which they are presented. Speakers must follow certain rules of speech so as to be understood. They must introduce the subject. They must present the main points with supporting arguments and conclude with a summary. So listeners must listen to all the parts to truly understand. When you look at the speaker, in this greatly aids your concentration. Looking elsewhere makes it easier for you, for your mind to wander. If you close your eyes, it makes it easier for you to fall asleep. This will require self-discipline, but it is conducive to developing a longer attention span. Try it and see if it doesn't make a difference. Another thing we can do is read along with our Bible. You will remember more of what you both read and hear over what you simply hear, which is why visual aids are often used in sermons. But the greatest visual aid is your Bible. Your knowledge of scriptures can be greatly improved by doing this. It is hard at first to keep up, but if you persevere, it will become easier. We encourage our children to do this. Shouldn't adults provide an example to do the same? We also need to listen with faith. Listen with a willingness to accept and believe what is shown in God's word. Notice in Hebrews 4:1-2, it says, therefore, let us fear if, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. So those who died in the wilderness did not listen with faith. If we do not listen with faith, the same sort of thing will happen to us. We will fall short of our reward in heaven. We need to listen with a mind to act. Are we like the people in Ezekiel's day? In Ezekiel 33:30-32, but as for you, son of man, your fellow citizens
who talk about you by the walls and in the doorways of the houses speak to one another, each to his brother, saying, Come now and hear what the message is which comes forth from the Lord. They come to you as people come, and sit before you as my people, and hear your words, but they do not do them, for they do the lustful desires expressed by their mouth, and their heart goes after their gain. Behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do not practice them. You know, they love to hear him, but for the wrong reason. Do we love to hear sermons because of how well the speaker presents them? Hearing must be accompanied by doing to be of any profit. In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. As important as good listening may be, the blessedness comes only if we are doers as well as hearers. We also need to be blessed in what we do. And that is my goal in presenting these thoughts on listening, for it all begins in listening in the proper way. So how important then is listening? When it comes to listening to God, very important. In Isaiah 5, 2 and 3. Why do you spend money that is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercy shown in David. It is essential for the good of our soul. Is there ever a time when God does not listen? And there is, when our sins are between us and God. In Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, it says, Behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. But we can take care of that problem by receiving God's mercy. In Isaiah 5, 6 and 7, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Today, that mercy is offered through Jesus Christ. And as God said in Luke 9:35, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Have you heeded him by obeying his word? Or does the following cry of Jesus apply to you? But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? I want you to think about where you are in your walk of life with God. Are you not even on it yet? If not, why not? And what can we do to help you out? Maybe you are a Christian and are struggling. We can help you get your life back on track with God as well. So why don't you come to the front as we stand and sing.